For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart. It is.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Tua Tagovailoa met the media for the first time as Falcons quarterback Tuesday, revealing he hasn't been promised the starting quarterback job over Michael Penix Jr. in Atlanta.
You're either a competitor or you're not. And so I embrace the competition. I'm excited to work alongside with Mike, and I'm excited to work, you know, with the team, with the guys. I think it's going to be fun this year.
Elsewhere, Joe Flacco is coming back for season 19 in 2026 in a familiar place. The veteran quarterback is signing a one-year deal with the Bengals. He started six games for the team last season after a trade from Cleveland and was named to his first career Pro Bowl. And happy trails to Lavonte David, the All-Pro Buccaneers linebacker and Super Bowl 55 champion, announced his retirement after 14 seasons in Tampa. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Here's a tale of Linda trying to lose weight, but the med prices she found were all over the place.
Hidden fees and markups made her jaw drop low. Then she found GoodRx. Now she's in the know.
GLP-1 subscriptions FDA approved.
With clear upfront pricing.
And same day pickup.
That's GoodRx, the no-nonsense way. Save time and money on prescriptions.
Get to GoodRx.com/weightloss. GoodRx is not insurance.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time span on application may vary. Online health questions.
Spring into wellness and start on the right foot. Just like Allegretto Vineyard grapes begin their journey from the ground up, so does your wellness journey. Receive a complimentary rejuvenating foot treatment with any 90-minute spa service throughout the month of March. A soothing special treatment for your feet. Book now and step into the season renewed at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. Wednesday, March 25th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero City Council approves changes to lot on El Camino Real. County Farm Bureau hosting supervisorial candidate form. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Atascadero City Council unanimously voted to approve changes to the shopping center on El Camino Real to fit three new businesses. The current plans would call for a car wash, a Chick-fil-A, and a commercial shell. The council approved changes to zoning, driveway design, signage, parking, and lot lines for the area. San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau will be holding a supervisorial candidate form Tuesday, March 31st from 5 to 6:30 p.m. The form will be held at the County Farm Bureau's building, 4875 Morabito Place, San Luis Obispo. The four supervisorial candidates, Jimmy Paulding, Adam Verdin, Jim D'Antona, and Michael Aaron Woody, will be present with a moderator. The event will also be live-streamed at slowfarmbureau.org. Roundabout on Vineyard Drive receives insufficient support. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRO News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The temporary roundabout in Templeton on Vineyard Drive and South Bethel Road did not receive sufficient support from the Board of Supervisors for installation. The project would have installed a temporary roundabout at this intersection for 1 year for the purpose of gathering data on safety improvements. The board received several comments in opposition to the roundabout, leading supervisors Heather Moreno and John Pashong to oppose the project.
What I'm really worried about is people's property. Because of the way this is situated, if you haven't been there, and the problem is going to be that there's going to take big chunks of the neighboring four-corner property. I'm not supportive of this. My community is not supportive of this. I will tell you, probably of the 60 or 70 people that I've talked to, run into, or got letters from, no one has told me why they support it in the community. So it is obviously, the community is not for this. I am the representative of the community. I have been for the last 10 years, and I will not be supportive of this today.
The project would have required a 4/5 approval to pass. Supervisor Gibson, seeing there would be no 4/5 vote, had this to say.
Surprises. Opposition to roundabouts always surprises me. They reduce congestion, they improve safety. And I get it, the change is hard, but I would say uniform experience of installing them is that while they may have majority opposition going in, they have enthusiastic majority support once they're there, once people can see it.
The board instead voted 4-1 to see if there could be another roundabout installed in a different intersection. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District invites parents, staff, and community members to join Superintendent Jennifer Loftus and Assistant Superintendent of Business Services Brad Pulowski for the next session of Coffee with the Superintendent. This will take place Thursday, March 27th at 8 a.m. in the district boardroom. This month's topic will be on district finances, upcoming projects, and other important business-related topics impacting the district. Coffee with the Superintendent is an open, informal community forum where attendees can ask questions, share ideas, and learn more about district initiatives. Complimentary coffee and donuts will be provided. Yesterday morning, a motorcycle crashed into a vehicle in San Luis Obispo, resulting in a fatal collision. A release from the San Luis Obispo Police Department says that at about 9 a.m., a motorcyclist was traveling southbound on Broad Street, and they collided with a northbound vehicle that was turning left into Caldwell Street. The motorcyclist sustained major injuries and was transported to a local hospital where he succumbed to his injuries. His identity has not yet been released and will be provided once his next of kin have been notified. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Hornets beat the Kings 134-90, the Knicks over the Pelicans 121-116, Cavaliers beat the Magic 136-131, the Nuggets over the Suns 125-123. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Pacers, the Warriors will go against the Nets, the Clippers will face the Raptors. In Major League Baseball, the 2026 season begins tonight with the New York Yankees and San Francisco Giants. In California news, a debate for governor candidates at the University of Southern California was canceled due to mounting criticism that only white candidates had qualified for the event. Of the major candidates, there are 8 Democrats and 2 Republicans, as well as other lesser-known candidates. The 5 candidates invited to the debate were Democrats Porter, Steyer and Stalwell, and Republicans Bianco and Hilton. A California court on Tuesday denied Attorney General Rob Bond his request to halt the Riverside County Sheriff's Department ballot recount efforts from the 2025 election. Bonta filed a petition earlier this month saying the sheriff's misguided investigation threatens to sow districts and jeopardize public threatens to sow distrust and jeopardize public confidence. The Court of Appeals said Bonta should file his complaint with the Riverside County Court. Gas prices in California continue to climb as the U.S. war with Iran continues. The average in the state has climbed to $5.82 a gallon, slowly approaching the record average in 2022 of $6.44 a gallon. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Technological breakthroughs in recent years with artificial intelligence and gene editing are opening up new possibilities for plant breeders. But will we run into some of the same controversies that the last wave of biotech crops encountered? Pairwise CEO Tom Adams says gene editing tools like CRISPR are fundamentally different from the process with GMOs in that they're dealing with genes already native to that crop species.
Now, CRISPR is a technology that allows you to make relatively precise changes to genes, which is a real step forward from the conventional, what's conventional now, GMO technology, where you're bringing in genes from other organisms. You're actually able to use this technology to tweak the genes that are there, and typically tweaking them to be just function similarly to how they already function in some varieties, but you can bring varieties together more quickly. So we've been able to use this technology to take the pungent flavor out of mustard greens. We've used it now to take the seeds out of blackberries and also to make much higher yielding berries. So it's a pretty diverse technology. We've also used it a lot on the big acre crops like corn and soybean through our partnerships with Bayer and now with Corteva.
Pairwise now has a number of partnerships to license their Fulcrum gene editing tools to several agricultural companies in a variety of different crops.
Ranchers, if you're looking for bulls to perform at high altitudes, don't miss the University of Wyoming's High Altitude Bull Test Sale and Field Day coming up Saturday, March 28th in Laramie at the UW Research and Extension Center. View bulls at 9, bull efficiency and market outlook at 10, lunch at noon, sale time 1 o'clock. This year selling 57 performance and PAP tested bulls from 12 consigners, including Angus, Sim Angus, Simmental, Hereford, and Charlet. Schedule, catalog, and online bidding at dbauction.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Event happening March 25th through the 27th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from construction equipment and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rvauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. Again, that's rvauction.com/Los Angeles.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
We asked Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The California Bountiful Foundation, a nonprofit research and education arm of the California Farm Bureau, created the Expanding Our Roots mentorship program to connect beginning farmers and ranchers with experienced producers who share practical, real-world knowledge. Through the program, mentors and mentees work through topics such as production, planning, business management, market access, navigating regulations, managing risk, adopting climate-smart practices, and accessing resources and grants. The program continues to grow. To date, 246 farmers from 46 counties have enrolled. Expanding Our Roots serves a diverse group of producers, including 62 participants who speak a language other than English. Carol Thong of Sonoma County said working with her mentor, Andrew Forcini, a wine grape grower in Sonoma County, helped her better understand vineyard operations and identify ways to reduce costs, helping her make more informed decisions on her operation. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner, breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, cloudy on Monday through Wednesday with a 30% chance of showers on Tuesday and Wednesday. Low 80s Friday and Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday, mid 70s Monday, low 60s on Tuesday, 64 a week from today. Currently it is 54 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are trading higher on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials are up more than 300 points, while the NASDAQ is up over 250 points. The S&P 500 is also up over 50. Oil trading lower today, around $88 a barrel. It's off about 4%. Meanwhile, we got the energy inventory report this morning, a massive, much larger than expected build in oil inventories last week, along with larger than anticipated draws in gasoline stockpiles. Mortgage rates, they are rising again, hitting the highest level since the fall, now 6.43% on average for a 30-year fixed-rate loan. That's up more than a quarter point in less than a month. And the Mortgage Bankers Association says demand is also down more than 10% as the American dream is put on hold by many. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat.
The Blue Printer and Graphics in Paso Robles for all your printing needs. Not only construction drawings and blueprints, the Blue Printer and Graphics specializes in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and much more. So bring it all to the Blue Printer and Graphics on the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles. They're open weekdays 8:30 to 5.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course. Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today, we regularly see companies using modern technologies become much more efficient and being able to eliminate their competition. This isn't something new. It even happened in the Western frontier of the 1830s. One of our country's earliest industrialists was John Jacob Astor, and in the early 1800s, an industry that made men wealthy was fur trading. Astor formed the American Fur Company to acquire pelts from trappers, transport them back east, and sell them. In 1828, he established a trading post where the Yellowstone River merged with the Missouri. Astor was a ruthless man. Unlike most fur operations that were small backwoods affair, Astor's American Fur Company rivaled Eastern companies in its progressiveness. During this time, furs were brought out by using small man-powered keelboats to civilization, and then they were placed on steamboats to be transported back east. Astor realized that if he could transport the furs in a much more efficient manner, he could all but eliminate his competition. So he decided to take a steamboat all the way up the Missouri to his trading post. He had an extra sturdy one built with a large cargo deck to carry the furs and a high wheelhouse so the pilot could avoid the many obstacles on the Missouri River. On March 26, 1832, this steamboat called the Yellowstone started up the Missouri River, and in June it reached his trading post. Other steamboats followed, and they regularly went up and down the Missouri when the water wasn't too low or frozen. As a result, John Astor was able to virtually eliminate his competition. Depending on how you looked at it, as a result of innovation, businesses were either built or destroyed. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded, 805-674-1383.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau will be holding a supervisorial candidate forum Tuesday, March 31st from 5 to 6:30 p.m. The forum will be held at the County Farm Bureau's building, 4875 Morabito Place, San Luis Obispo. The four candidates present will be Jimmy Paulding, Adam Verdon, Jim D'Antona, and Michael Aaron Woody, present with a moderator. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District invites parents, staff, and community members to join Superintendent Jennifer Loftus and Assistant Superintendent of Business Services Brad Pulowski for the next session of Coffee with the Superintendent. This will take place March 27th at 8 a.m. in the district boardroom. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa.
It's insane.
Yeah, that man flying out of Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston today describes a seemingly endless security line.
About 2.5 hours so far, and it looks like probably another hour or so to go.
Unfortunately, the line also then goes outside of this terminal and loops around the building before these travelers are allowed back inside.
Fox's Brooke Keller in Houston on Capitol Hill this hour. The Homeland Security Committee hearing testimony on the issues facing TSA agents and the public as the shutdown now enters day 40. Iran panning the U.S. pitch for a peace deal in the Middle East, and a new AP NORC poll finds most Americans believe the military action against Iran has gone too far. Many worried about the cost of gas. AAA reports a gallon of regular $3.98, a dollar higher than when the hostilities began. America's listening to Fox News.
I am not a crook. President Richard Nixon said these words on November 17, 1973, and resigned soon after. Was Nixon a crook or just a victim of the same deep state that tried to take down President Donald Trump? Come to movie night at Republican headquarters, 6 p.m. Friday, March 27th, and make up your own mind. How the Deep State Took Down Richard Nixon is a 90-minute film explaining why Richard Nixon resigned. Pizza, refreshments, snacks, and good company. $20 donation appreciated. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present Freedy Oak Revival. July 23rd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. With special guest William Clark Green. Get tickets Friday, March 27, 10 a.m. at midstatefair.com and ticketmaster.com. Freedy Oak Revival.
West End says to generate.
Freedy Oak Revival.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Sunshine today, highs in the mid-80s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s. And we'll do low 80s with some clouds on your Thursday. Heading out to Friday, we're going to be changing just a little bit, not much until the past the weekend. Low 80s on Friday with some clouds, same Saturday, Sunday, mid-80s. Then mid-70s, cloudy on Monday, showers, about a 52% chance. Tuesday, low 60s, mid-60s a week from today with about a 50% chance of some showers. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down. Right on the nose, 7 a.m., 7:19 p.m., we are at 58 degrees. And your weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding and swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, sound off. Karen, there's a subject that many aren't aware of, and this was an attempt to increase the boundaries of the San Luis Obispo Harbor District, and that would increase revenue, but this would include the entire county. So you are involved. Find out and learn more all this afternoon. Here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech ready to go. And it is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just give them a call, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text. 238-KPRL to join us on this, what is it, Wednesday edition. I was just given the weather. I should know that. Chucklehead. And hi, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. I put off this phone call for about a month because I was hoping somebody that maybe worked for JPL or NASA would call in and tell everybody what's going on. But do you know about the supposed asteroid that's up and cruising around our planet? It's never been mentioned on the air. That's why I was surprised.
I know nothing of the asteroid, sir.
Well, anyway, it's 3i Aster is the name of it, and it came into the solar system last July, and they've been tracking it because they thought it was a comet, but when it started approaching the sun, which usually creates a tail on a comet, you know what a comet looks like, right? Anyway, it didn't do that, and it's been maneuvering around. It's huge. The thing is really big. And it seems to have settled itself near our planet. And they're really, a lot of people are really concerned about what its intentions are, because they don't know that it's manned. They don't know what it is for sure, but it's there. And for about 2 or 3 weeks, I thought maybe this was a big hoax. But every major observatory on this planet has been tracking that thing, and they don't know what its intention is or what's going to happen, but it's huge. It's like, you know, 50 miles long, and it's a really big chunk of something, and they estimate it came from 400 million light years away from us. It entered the atmosphere last July and entered the solar system.
Okay, so do the experts know what could or would happen?
No, they don't. They don't really know what it is. And I was hoping, like I said, that maybe somebody that had worked for JPL recently or NASA might have had an inside friend or something that would give them a clue. But it's really been fascinating. At first, I wondered if I was nuts, but it's all over. Just go to YouTube. Yeah, I know you don't have Facebook on your computer, but there is updates on this thing every single day.
Okay, so is there can they figure out an estimated time of when it may?
No, they don't. They really don't have a clue. It came after it got through going past Pluto and the other outer planets and got near Jupiter. It slowed down with something that comets and stuff that fly through here occasionally. It's the third thing, the third comet that has come through our solar system. Not recently, but I mean, period. And they thought it was a comet, but it's not. Hmm. And I'm really surprised, because I thought somebody that possibly worked for JPL or NASA may live around here and had a clue and just had a friend that called them and told them what's going on. But it's scary. It's legitimately scary. It's got a lot of people really worried because they don't know what's going on with it.
Can they even tell what part of the Earth that it's headed towards?
No, it's at one point in time it positioned itself on the absolute in the Earth's orbit, same orbit that we follow around the sun. It was on the opposite side of the sun where we really couldn't see it, but the Chinese happened to have a installation on Mars, and it had a picture of what it was doing, so they were able to keep track of it. and it's and a lot of the people seem to be very worried about what this thing's intentions are, if it has any. They don't think there's anything. They're not really sure that there's anything, anybody alive on it, another human. But it knows what it's doing. It's not just an oddball thing flying through our solar system.
Okay.
Anyway, you might. And if anybody knows that's listening, I would. If you know any of it more than I do, because I've been following it on YouTube and Facebook, and there's updates on it every single day.
My assumption is that we've probably had asteroids up there and come close to us for many, many years.
Right. But this one seems to have a mind of its own. It's not just flying through here going from point A to point B. It seems to be stationing itself somewhere close to our planet.
Hmm. All right, well.
Anyway, you got a wonderful listening audience, and there's a lot of smart people out there. Maybe a lot of people know more than I do. That's probably a silly thing to say. Everybody knows a lot more than I do. But anyway.
But you say you are and others are concerned about this.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, again, I'm pleading ignorance here. I'm not trying to be funny. So what is your concern?
Well, I'm concerned that possibly this thing is looking for material to maybe resupply itself. I don't know, but apparently, some of the thing, and it the really strange thing about the same time, 40 years ago, when they sent the Voyager 1 and 2, the little satellites out, and they just let them go, and they went past the planets. Mm-hmm. They just cleared the solar system, and when this thing entered the solar system 6-8 months ago, one of them said, "Well, let's turn on Voyager 2," and the guy said, "Well, we shut it all off, 30 years ago, and it will probably work." Well, when they sent a signal out to it, it seems to be working better than it did when they sent it out there. The cameras all work. All of the reception to the satellite works, and they said there's no logical explanation. Something had to do some repairs on that thing, and they said it wasn't us.
Okay, so that comes to an age-old question. Do you think that there is life out there?
Oh, I don't know how anybody could really deny that and say absolutely there's not. There's billions of planets out there. To think that we were the only one lucky enough to have anybody crawl up out of the sand is pretty short-sighted, in my opinion.
Well, I would agree, because I think mankind, in its ignorance, thinks that we're the only thing.
Yeah, I know. How wrong we are.
But who knows that? Okay, so what kind of beings are we talking about? Are they friendly, malicious, deadly, whatever?
They don't know that if there's any living organism on this thing, but it definitely knows what it's doing. It's not just because it didn't fly on through space like most things that enter our solar system and just fly by us or crash into one of the planets or something.
So
got a mind of its own.
One last question before I got to get another call. Do you think there's such a thing as the end of the solar system?
Oh, we're not an end that I know of.
So it goes on, if we can imagine this, forever. And what is forever?
As long as we're going around the sun. As long as the sun, they say that eventually the sun is going to, thousands of years from now maybe, the sun will eventually implode. So we're not going to be here forever. It's going to expand, because that's what stars do.
Uh-huh.
They eventually burn themselves out.
Hmm. Okay.
But, that's a long time. You and I will be gone.
Well, speak for yourself, sir.
And anybody we know. Well, I'm probably 20 years older than you, so.
Okay, well. One never knows.
You made attempted to make your age a big secret, but it's easy to figure out about how old you are anyway.
No,
take care. I hope, like I said, I really hope somebody somebody that knows a lot more than I do about this calls in and gives us a report or tells me I'm stupid and I'm whatever. Because I'd like to know the truth.
Okay, well, thanks for being open to both opinions.
Yeah, I know. Take care.
All right, you too. That's pretty cool, I guess. Chris, have you heard about this?
Heard about what exactly? Which part of that?
The asteroid?
No, I didn't.
Wow. That's, I don't know if it's spooky or since we've had them out there for a long, long time. Well, anyway, there's, like a gentleman said, there's always people smarter than us. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hey, I just wanted to say the key takeaway from that previous call was that he saw it on YouTube and Facebook. So,
well,
you can take it all with a grain of salt.
Well, apparently that NASA is tracking this.
And what are the sources for that information?
Science Today or something like that. March 24th, 2026 at 12:51 p.m. So
well,
this is from yesterday, and it says NASA is currently monitoring a car-sized asteroid set to zoom past the Earth at a speed of around 12,168 miles per hour.
And Science Today, is that a website? Is that a journal?
I don't know. It's just something I just popped in because I just asked about asteroids, and Al put this thing up.
Well, you know, I didn't hear most of that conversation, but I've heard it before. And, you know, the thing that prompted me to call in was when he said information came from Facebook and YouTube, which, in my opinion, automatically discredits it.
Okay, well,
there's almost nothing on Facebook or YouTube that can be taken as true unless what I do is if I can find three reputable sources other than Facebook, YouTube, places like that, then I might pay some attention to it. Otherwise, I ignore anything on Facebook or YouTube.
How about
that's if, just my opinion?
How about, well,
you know?
Well, how about if it was on CNN?
You know, I would have to know the context. I almost want to say anything I hear on CNN, I have doubts about, but, you know.
How about space.com?
Space.com.
Yes.
Okay.
An online publication focused on space exploration, astronomy, skywatching, and entertainment.
Entertainment, there you go.
Okay, so it's automatically wrong.
I can't say that for sure, but
I understand the skepticism, but a simple Google search shows several things that talk about a car-sized asteroid headed towards Earth.
Yeah. Well, okay. Great.
Well, here's the good thing, sir. If it is to be, I don't think it's going to be landing in your backyard.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go fire up YouTube and Facebook and see what other kind of things I can come up with interesting.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Keep us informed. 2385. The asteroids have been around for a long time, millions of years. So and NASA,
it's not unusual for an asteroid to come towards us and barely miss. It happens.
Right. It. For a long time.
Some of them hit us, in fact.
Right, too. And, you know, there was, I can't remember now because I know, I don't know how many years ago, you know, I saw something and they had the dates where these things happened. I think for memory, I think there was one that happened, that I remember anyway, in the 1940s in the Midwest. So anyway, but thanks. It is entry. Let's see here. Alice, that is an alien manned craft. Apparently Trump is planned to make an aliens are here disclosure moments in due time. If it hasn't attacked the Earth by now, it's not interested in doing so. Wait and watch is my advice. Okay, we will wait and watch based on the advice. Let's see here. Something here. Recent event, a six foot seven ton asteroid entered the atmosphere over Ohio on March 17th, 2026, fragmenting with the energy of 250 tons of TNT, causing a sonic boom heard across multiple states. So this is the reference to the guy that just called in, because that was on YouTube. All right, well, we'll see what happens. let's see here. We've got 4.5 minutes left. For those of you who care, let me go this way. I'm assuming that there's a lot of San Francisco Giant baseball fans in our audience, because there are in our area. And, you know, it's opening day, at least for two teams, the Giants and the Yankees. They're playing each other up there in Oracle Park. I had kind of hoped to plan my late afternoon dinner with watching the official game of the baseball season for this year, particularly since I love the Yankees. However, I'm not subscribed to Netflix, so I can't watch the game. And we're back to this once again. So baseball, wanting to get more fans, particularly two high-profile teams, you have to have Netflix to be able to get this. Linda and I may be the only people in the United States that don't get Netflix or want to pay for it. So anyway, too bad. Hi, good morning.
Hey, this Ron.
Hey.
So I'll bite on, I listened to you talking to that other guy about time and space and all that stuff. I'll bite on two issues. Time cannot be infinite, because if it's infinite, it never had a beginning, and you and I would never be here. And time can't go on for infinite, because that's a reflection that time is infinite. It is not infinite. It had a specific beginning, and even Stephen Hawking made that point. He said at the Big Bang, that's when time, matter, and energy all came together as a scientific.
All right, so let me ask you this. Do you think man has the ability to find out where and when it ends?
No, you can't know everything. Man cannot even create one single atom.
Well,
how is he supposed to? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Will AI be able to do that, or at least will AI tell us?
No, because AI is limited to the amount of information that it has. AI compiles and puts information together and makes it easier for us to understand things, but it's just a compilation of what we already know. It's not creating new ideas. It's just compartmentaling ideas. And the other point that he said, is there an end to the universe? Scientifically, yes, there is an end to the universe, because the scientists will tell you you cannot create nor destroy energy. You can only change its form. The universe is not creating matter.
Ron, with that, we have run out of time because the music started. All right, thanks.
I thought that would happen. Okay, right, man, thanks.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Atascadero City Council approved changes to the shopping center on El Camino Real to fit new businesses. The current plans would call for a car wash, a Chick-fil-A, and a commercial shell. The council approved these changes to zoning, driveway design, signage, parking, and lot lines for the area. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District invites parents, staff, and community members to join Superintendent Jennifer Loftus and Assistant Superintendent of Business Services Brad Pulowski for the next session of Coffee with the Superintendent, March 27th at 8 a.m. in the district boardroom. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the mid-80s, it's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on a subject that we should be aware of. There has been attempts to increase the boundaries of the San Luis Obispo Harbor District, and that would mean to should be a way to increase revenue. How would they do that? Well, it would include the entire county. So get caught up on this afternoon and enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support moms and pops, small businesses. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.